For Kicks by Dick Francis. Read by Tony Britton. Chapter 1. The Earl of October drove into my life in a pale blue Holden which had seen better days, and danger and death tagged along for the ride. I noticed the car turn in through the gateposts as I walked across the little paddock towards the house, and I watched its progress up our short private road with a jaundiced eye. Salesman, I thought, I can do without. The blue car rolled to a gentle halt between me and my own front door. The man who climbed out looked about 45 and was of medium height and solid build, with a large, well-shaped head and smoothly brushed brown hair. He wore grey trousers, a fine wool shirt, and a dark, discreet tie, and he carried the inevitable briefcase. I sighed, bent through the paddock rails, and went over to send him packing.
"Where can I find Mr. Daniel Roke?"
he asked, an English voice, which even to my untuned ear evoked expensive public schools, and he had a subtle air of authority inconsistent with the opening patter of representatives. I looked at him more attentively and decided, after all, not to say I was out. He might even, in spite of the car, be a prospective customer.
I
said, without too much joy in the announcement, "am Daniel Roke." His eyelids flickered in surprise.
"Oh,"
he said, blankly. I was used to this reaction. I was no one's idea of the owner of a prosperous stud farm. I looked for a start too young, though I didn't feel it. And my sister Belinda says you don't often meet a businessman you can mistake for an Italian peasant. Sweet girl, my sister. It is only that my skin is sallow and tans easily, and I have black hair and brown eyes. Also, I was that day wearing the oldest...